Nicaea, the oldest son of Ketoya and Kalina, was feeling at a variance with the world. Wishing to rid himself of the mood, he left the doorway of the snake and journeyed to the two-legged village to seek out his mother's father, Gorohigo Skinnihi. They purified and prayed in the sacred stone people lodged together, thanking the holy parents for the time they shared. Nakia then thanked Gorohigo Skinnihi and gave him meat from an animal he had hunted. He left the old man's lodge feeling pure and strong. The next day, Nakia returned to his grandfather's wikiup with more meat. The two ate and talked, and then Nakia left, but he came back often, always with food, for he had never seen any provisions in the old man's wikiup. His grandfather performed healing ceremonies that had been gifted to the people when they still called themselves Gero. Gero, Gero. Nakia's aunt, Tashina, and her husband, Child of Water, one of the hero twins of Changing Mother and the Giver of All Life, gave them these elaborate ceremonies to drive out the shadow of fear. Nakia grew fascinated with his grandfather's talents. Sometimes as he and Gorohigo Skinnihi talked, the old man would mix up these medicines or sort through his powerful objects. One day, Gorohigo Skinnihi asked Nakia to prepare the sweat lodge, and that was the beginning of a new path for the young snake son of Ketoya and Kalina. As he repaired the willow frame and pulled the hides into place, he thought of his own actions as a favor to Gorohigo Skinnihi. He built a great fire and watched the stones as they heated in the coals. He carried water into the sacred purification lodge. He added more wood to the fire. He felt strong and important and was glad to help his grandfather. When Gorohigo Skinnihi and his patient were settled into the lodge, Nakia carried in the large stones. He set them one by one into a depression in the center. Then he stood outside and listened to the water explode with a hiss as his grandfather tossed it on the stones. Sometimes when Gorohigo Skinnihi had to go to a person who was gravely ill, he would go into the purification lodge alone to cleanse himself of negative energy. Nakia would hold Gorohigo Skinnihi's medicine blanket while listening to the old man sing and pray. He had taken to accompanying Gorohigo Skinnihi to the sick person's wikiup, carrying his healing paraphernalia. Gorohigo Skinnihi would clear the wiki up and step inside. Nakia would wait outside for however long it took, listening to the singing, the prayers, the rattles, and the eagle bone whistle. Often these healings took all day, sometimes more. Eventually, Nakia's grandmother would bring food for them to eat and ask if they needed anything. Later in Gorohigo Skinnihi's wiki up, as his grandmother tended the fire, Nakia would watch his exhausted grandfather sleep fitfully and wonder at his power. But the young snake man had no thought to possess such knowledge. He was just happy to help. The sun ascended towards the zenith of the sky. The mountain rose with a mist around it. It seemed to glow and glimmer, to be illusionary and unsubstantial. The essence of the energy surrounded and enfolded Nakia, extending away, vague and dreamlike and spectral. It was magical to watch Gorohigo Skinnihi sort through his healing tools. He said to Nakia, "Your father came to me last night as the evening coolness settled upon the land. Mist rose from the pond, twining its phantom arms into the twilight sky. The somber shadows of rock and brush melted under the deepening blanket of darkness, smoothing until they pooled with a night. the croaking of frogs and the hum of insect wings. Nakia listened intently to his grandfather sharing the vision he had had the night before. He tried to fight the heaviness of his eyelids, but the magic of the moment eventually overcame him. Images danced on the back of Nakia's lids, flickering orange and blue as the trance state numbed his body and coiled through his thoughts. Nakia's next sensation was of unimaginable blinding light, hot and searing. The light penetrated his body in a thousand slivers, piercing clean through his spirit. Nakia's thoughts were disjointed at first, forming like crystals of ice on a piñon tree. What is happening to me? You are asking for direction, Ketoya's voice answered from a great distance. Father, where am I? Time passed rapidly, hovering between shadow and real world. Light gives birth through dreams. Here all of time, past, present, and future exists, never ending. Remember that, Nakia. Nakia's gut tightened as he fell through nothingness. He spun, weightless and out of control. He tried to find balance. Relax, a voice softly spoke. Nakia relaxed, lifted his head, and looked into a face framed with brown hair and possessing eyes that glistened. A child of about 8 years old looked lovingly at him. Things work differently here, Nakia. This is the real world where illusions no longer veil your thoughts. I am Neliniskinihi. Ketoya has sent me. Come, there is not much time. Nakia became aware of a road stretching before them. It tied together the earth and heavens with a broad band of rainbow colors. The child gazed upon Nakia and said, "Your parents have heard the cries of your soul and have sent me here to comfort you. Open your heart and I will share your future of light. Ask and I shall show you the path of truth." Nakia complied with her bidding and asked, "Who am I, spirit, and what is my purpose in this world shadowed in fear? What are these mighty hopes, these mountains of lessons, and these strange events that keep us from the sacred parents? What are these thoughts that come and go like a flock of doves? What are these prayers and stories that we compose with desire and joy? What are these sorrowful and joyous conclusions that embrace my soul and yet are oblivious to my grief? What are these voices that lament of the passing of my days and chant the praises of my childhood? What is this force that moves me, and to what unknown destiny? Tell me, spirit, what are these things?" The child opened her lips and spoke. "You, Nakia, would see the world with the eyes of the giver of all life. The circle will come full. It's time to see." Around Nakia's brilliant stars twinkled like frost, while darkness flooded outward, rippling in the farthest reaches of the sky. "Go into the field and see how bees hover over the sweet flowers and the eagle swoops down on its prey. Go into your neighbor's wickiup and see the infant child bewitched by the firelight and let the mother be. All that you see was and will be." A passageway seemed to open in the air at the end of the path, allowing Nakia to glimpse life's scenes as they appeared on Changing Mother. The many lessons, dreams, strange events, and loving thoughts around you are the spirits that have been and yet will be. The prayers and stories your voice utters are the strands in the web that connects you and all others. The sorrowful and joyful conclusions are the seeds sown by the past in the field of your soul, to be reaped by the future. Nikia closed his eyes and softly sang a chant, reassuring himself that all would be well. Hey, did the Nawe, ha ho, ha ho. Hey, did the Nawe, ha ho, ha ho. She continued, a youth will toy with your desires and open the gate of your heart for love to enter. Changing Mother Earth is the redeemer of souls, freeing them from the bondage of self-created illusion. As if they had exchanged souls for the briefest of moments, Nikia saw himself through the child's eyes. He felt his heart flame wildly in the cage of his chest, and the moment ended. The world that moves with you is your heart, which is the world itself. And all who exist on the physical plane, which you call mother, are the messengers of the giver of all life, who have come to learn the joy of life through lessons and to gain knowledge from seeing through vision. The child laid a hand on Nakia's burning brow, and a thread of trust was built between them, strengthening each moment until the child's voice echoed all around Nikia. Come with me. Do not hesitate. To go forward is to move toward your destiny of perfect light. Know I love you and will always be with you. Walk the path and fear not the exchange of lessons. Nikia squinted as a child, pulled a puff of clouds, grew wings, twirling in a sacred dance that bore them both up above the mountains. She beckoned and pointed behind her. Nikia looked back and saw a strange world from which rose dark smoke of many hues moving slowly like phantoms. A thin cloud almost hid a magnificent city from his gaze. Even from the distance, Nikia could see many confusing sights. After a moment of silence, he exclaimed, what is this I see, Spirit? This is the fourth world of separation as it shall unfold. And Nikia gazed upon this wonderful scene where he saw many objects and sights, large buildings made for action, standing giant-like beneath the wings of slumber, kivas, chambers of talk around which hovered spirits, at once saying in despair and singing songs of hope. Nikia saw medicine wheels built by faith and destroyed by doubt. He spied towers of thought lifting their spires like upraised arms of beggars. He saw avenues of desire stretching like rivers through valleys, storehouses of secrets guarded by centennials of concealment and pillaged by thieves of disclosure. Towers of strength, raised by valor and diminished by fear, shrines of dreams embellished by slumber and destroyed by wakefulness, temples of solitude and self-denial, universities of learning lit by intelligence and darkened by ignorance, caverns of love where lovers became drunk and mocked one another, theaters upon whose boards life acted out its play and death rounded out life's tragedies. Such was the world from far away, though in reality nearly visible through the dark clouds. They lost their spiritual connection. The child let out a taut breath, then beckoned to Nikia and said, follow me, we must go. Tears blurred Nikia's eyes as the scene disappeared. Where are we going, Spirit? She said, we're going to see your father. Nikia wiped at his eyes and nodded. He felt desperately tired. It seemed that it took every ounce of strength he had remaining to follow Nailuna Skinihi. The path before Nikia changed, glittering like a million great wings before fading into a new scene. A distant ancient drum revealed itself as Nikia's pounding heart. When Nakia gazed into his father's brilliant eyes, he felt the great snake's power, so shrouded in mysterious secrecy. Images filled his mind, images of a time when all would be as the sacred parents had intended. The images he saw reflected in his father's golden eyes drew Nakia irresistibly as they pulled at his soul. A time will come, my son, when all will dream and be awakened to their true identities. They will embrace a belief system that will move and change with the magnets of evolution. The ancestors will be praised and our descendants cherished. The promise of the giver of all life's blessing is upon all. In this time, life will be bountiful for all, and hunger will remain no more. The spirits always hear our words. The spirits of all ancestors speak of a time where there is no time. This shall be the fifth world of peace and illumination. Energy is like smoke. Stir a part of the smoke and the other tendrils are affected. All will come to understand at the end of the time, known as the fourth world, that to enter the light they must learn what they need to do to maintain life's balance. The separation of this world is limited. Many will be caught for a time in struggles they can't comprehend. The time of separation was necessary, but another time is coming. You must be patient and strong. You have been chosen. Unite the worlds within yourself and become who you are. I will direct you. When the time is at hand, I will return in the stars. Remember, no matter what, do not fear the change. You will receive my power and lead. You are Snake Clan, proud, strong, and spiritual, sacred. Our purpose has been instilled into your very being. You are Nakia. You will show all what it means to be magnetically balanced with Mother Earth. Nakia thanked his father, and as he turned to leave, he thought of the images he had seen of his future and of the future of the world. His father was watching him with a look of profound respect. By the way, called Nakia, when I appear in the stars, when I return in the night, lie on your left side to sleep. It will ease the process. Dream of all that has happened here. You and those who know will possess the magic it will take. You will fear nothing and the world will be filled with illumination and peace. Something then grabbed Nakia from nothingness and squeezed him. Fingers worked along his muscles, squeezing, prodding, massaging. He smelled antelope meat. He flipped over in the air and whirled around choking. The hands were powerful. They seized Nakia and brought him back into his body from his journey through the vast blue sky like a blazing meteor. When he opened his eyes, Goreyigo Eskinehi was there. The old man smiled at Nakia, his heart in his eyes. No exchange was necessary as the two eagerly joined in prayer. The bells of nature's harmony, the drum beats of our hearts, the marauded minds and chants, flowers from the garden of souls, and the scent of sage are gathered within us, within this place. With eyes open, we call to you with chants, devotion, activity, and wisdom. With love, heart whispers, tearless tears of connection, and with silent, joyful intuition. No more are you unknown to us. During our celebrations of joy, we look through infinite starry eyes into the mystic heart. With the sighing of the wind, we mix our prayers. Our chants sing with our beating hearts. We feel the mother's beating in all hearts. We watch spirit working in gravitation and other forces. In the sound of the footsteps of all our relations, we hear the call of love and we are grateful. We are children of the universe and co-creators of our world. No more are we blind. Now we see. And so it is. Dayane.